Hey, Rhonda.
Where am I?
You fainted at Dr. Torres's office, and Gemma brought you here so I could look after you. Here, take a sip of some water.
Thank you. Where's Gemma?
She's out checking on her homebound folks.
Oh. Do you know when she'll be back?
I'm sorry, I don't. Try to drink a little more water. I just set you up on an IV if I could, but we need to see
What
her.
The fuck is she doing here?
Mrs. Caldwell, I...
No, don't you dare.
I think maybe we should...
No! She killed my son!
Mrs. Caldwell, Ethan...
Do not say his name.
Rhonda, please, sit down.
Do you remember what I said I'd do if you killed my son?
What?
Oh, of course you don't remember. I said I'd kill you. Slowly.
Rhonda, you need to calm down. Dana, do we have any sedatives?
On it.
Dana, I have no issue with you. Stay out of this.
Rhonda, stop. Rhonda. Rhonda, stop. Rhonda, put that down.
Ow! What the? What did you?
She'll be out for a couple hours at least. Are you okay?
Me? Yeah, I'm okay. I think we might need to find another place for her when she wakes up. It's a bit hard to take care of people if someone is trying to murder me.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Specific content warnings are available in the show notes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
August, hand me the peach syrup and tonic water, will ya?
Making some more frizzled hand mix?
Yeah, I have a feeling this is just the beginning and we're gonna need it. How are we on the bitters?
Good. I just opened the last jar you made, so we have enough for the whole town. Or what's left of it, at least.
Finally. At least something's going our way. Is it in the back?
Yeah, I'll go grab it.
Mama Cherry! Mama Cherry! Glad I caught you. Did August tell you not to drink the water?
He told me you said it wasn't safe.
Excellent. What you making?
Some more frizzled hen mix.
Oh, good. We're gonna need that for sure.
How do you mean?
Just, it's been a rough day. I think we could all use a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are, m'lady.
Don't use the water!
Looks like no one will be using any water, The underground pipes must have gotten damaged.
Oh, thank goodness.
Kelly, there's a couple of cases of bottled water in the storage room. Go grab one for us, will you?
Sure thing, boss.
You were right. It is smarter than last time. Let's talk somewhere with less ears.
The back. Last thing we need is folks panicking or looking at us like we're crazy. Okay, the quake was targeted, that's for sure. Downtown, the bridges, and whatever it's doing to block calls outside of town.
And all this ties back to Agatha Williams somehow.
Right. So back in 95, the book came, possessed Agatha, then sacrificed her and her friend.
Which gave it enough power to fuel the heat wave and that god-awful wind and the sandstorms.
So how is it stronger this time without any sacrifices at all?
There's got to be something in Becky and Agatha's bloodline.
You thinking they're somehow related to the book?
It's the only thing that makes sense.
True. We have more power against it because of our heritage, so it makes sense that it would have more power when using its descendants.
But how was it even here without a blood sacrifice? And how did it bring its little friends with it?
Maybe the dirt from Agatha's grave was enough to kickstart it?
I swear if I ever get my hands on that child...
Oh, I'm sure she'll make an appearance again, unless the book killed her already.
Something tells me it hasn't.
What do you mean?
When I came to, Becky and Bob were gone. If the book was going to kill Becky for power, why bother with Bob?
Good point. So the book is keeping her alive because it's not done yet.
Seems that way.
Think we should start giving out Frizzled Hen to anyone who wants it?
The hen is healing work, not protection. It only helps after someone's been hurt through supernatural means.
So how can we protect people?
We can't. I don't have enough supplies to make mojo bags for everyone. And let's be honest, most folks wouldn't wear them anyway. But it won't hurt to give everyone some hen. Who knows what else that book has done?
Okay then, let's go give the people something to soothe their frayed nerves.
Okay, Bubbles. Let's connect the dots, shall we? Let's start with why the quakes lasted so long. Probably because the ground is clay? Yeah, good thinking, Bubbles. But that doesn't explain 5 separate simultaneous quakes, or the larger one later. So it looks like the epicenters are here, 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 and on the bridges out of town in both directions. It's almost like something is trying to cut us off. Okay. Oh boy. Okay, Hank. Just breathe. Breathe. I have got to remember to talk to my doctor about upping my dose or trying some different meds. Hey, Susie. Set a reminder to call the doctor tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Done.
Thanks, Susie. Okay, so what do bridges, the sheriff's house, the woods, the cemetery, and downtown have in common? Well, Bubbles, they don't have anything in common. Above ground, but maybe they have something in common underground. I knew I had it. Look, Bubbles, my geological map of Gunaway with a handy-dandy cross-section. Now, let's see. This can't be right. Nothing? No aquifers? No caves? Well, I guess that makes sense. Kinda hard to have caves with no rock. But there has to be something linking all these places. Hello? No outside calls, but I can get spam calls? Seriously? Wait. They spoofed the number to look like it was coming from town. Maybe I can do the same to get a call out of town. Sweet. Okay, here we go. Well, Bubbles, the good news is that spoofing worked. The bad news is that no one is picking up. Oh, yes! Good idea! The hospital's always open. Okay, that's not right. None of this makes sense. I moved here to avoid quakes. Oh God, Bubbles, no, not dying.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today has obviously been a hard day for us all. Some of you lost someone. And some of you are still looking for the people you love. I wish I could fix that for all of you. I truly do. But what I can do is give everyone a safe place. Water to drink, snacks to eat, and a frizzled hen on the house. Just line up right here. No need to cut in line or any of that nonsense. There's enough for you all. Please, everyone, be kind. Let's not add to today's heartache. Here you go, Martha. Hi there.
Dear Lord, look who's coming. Let me get out of here before I say something.
Everyone, please remain calm. Well, hey there, August. Seems things got a little out of hand for you, huh? Well, glad to see everyone congregating here. Yeah?
Yeah, I figured folks need a place to...
Of course, it's the only building standing. So there's nowhere else folks could go.
Well, except for the church and floral shop, but we've got water and...
Oh, yeah. No, I see.
August, it's so nice to see you.
Hello, Karen.
Well, done, honey. It looks like you've got everything under control here. I'm gonna run on over to the med tent and help out over there. Maybe I can put my shiny new CPR certification to good use.
Mrs. Spaulding, that is what I love about you. Bye, sweetheart. Hey, you knock him dead. Right, as I was saying, August, I've got it from here. Thank you. I'll let you know if I need anything.
Now, Don.
No, now, don't get me wrong, August. The town definitely appreciates you offering your place of business as a safe haven. But I think it's important that a city official, somebody trustworthy, take over operations. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I'm sure everyone here would be much more comfortable.
To be honest...
No. I'm sorry. Hold that thought. Are you giving everyone alcohol?
And water and food, yes.
Now, August, do you really think getting folks drunk during a situation like this will be helpful?
It's one drink, Don. Nobody's getting drunk.
Even so, alcohol. Well, it's just plain bad. But especially in a situation like this. See, August, this is what I'm talking about.
Hey, Don.
Kelly, what a delightful surprise.
Can you believe August has managed to get this all set up in just an hour? The man's amazing.
August is a blessing to the town of Gunaway. That's for sure. But now that I'm here...
Don, you haven't drank the water, right?
What?
The water. You haven't had any, right?
No, I haven't. You know, one second. Excuse me, attention! Yes, excuse me, everyone! I think it would be important for you all to hear this. So when I looked out my window and I saw the panic and the fear on all of your faces, I knew my place was with all of you, that there was nowhere else I should be than with all of you, leading all of you, taking care of all of you, a shepherd to his flock. That's right. In fact, I was heading down here when a sinkhole opened up a couple blocks away, unlike anything I had ever seen before in my life. It swallowed up my brand new Corvette like it was nothing. Karen and I, my beautiful wife, first lady of this town, and I, we were lucky to escape with our lives. With our lives. And I thought for sure God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I thought for certain he was calling us home. But I guess he was not done working through me yet. I am here because he wants me here for all of you. I know my mission, and my mission is to watch over you, to take care of us in this time, in these dire times. So I'm telling you, I am promising you all, I will continue to get us through this. And I'm proud of each and every one of you. Steadfast and strong.
Can I get you a bottle of water, Dawn?
You know what? That would be fantastic. I probably do need a little time to decompress after my brush with death. And I'll take that drink, too. Since they're on the house.
Dana, Maria, wonderful to see you, lovely ladies.
Hi, Karen.
So, I don't know if you knew this about me, but I just got my CPR and first aid certification last month. Great timing, huh?
Great! You know, we could use some help sorting out supplies. Do you think you could handle that for us? Just until we have a patient, of course.
You got it, Doc.
Well, this ought to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Tons.
I've got her.
Ay, mi madre.
Here, ma'am, have a seat. I'm just gonna get your temperature and blood pressure real quick.
I don't think temperature is important here today.
I'm not even hurt. I found someone. A man, he's...
Oh. Well, take me to him. Dana, can you hand me that first aid kit?
Why couldn't she have been at Gilly's?
Should we really be letting her take care of anyone, Dr. Torres?
Call me Maria. And no.
Then after you, Maria.
Wow, this is really hard.
What are you doing?
CPR. It stands for cardiopulmonary.
I know what it stands for, Karen. Why are you doing CPR?
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Karen!
Look, I don't have time to chat. A man's life is at stake here.
This guy is dead. You can't bring him back.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I can! 8, 9, 10.
Look at his arms. Lividity. This guy's been dead at least a couple of hours. You can't bring him back. And you are traumatizing this poor woman. She's never going to forget that sound. Stop.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished.
Karen, I am both a doctor and a town coroner. I'm pretty sure I know dead when I see it. Maybe you can be of more use at the morgue tent. I imagine being the town realtor means you know a lot of people. We need help identifying the remains and notifying and comforting next of kin. I can't think of a better person for that job.
I see what you're doing, Maria. But if you don't want me here, just say so.
Okay, I don't want you here.
Fine, I should be helping the grateful anyway.
She's gonna be a problem.
Oh, yes.
Andre? Andre!
Hi, Karen. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm here to help you. Dr. Torres and Dana apparently just want to be alone to flirt and kicked me out of the medical tent. You'd think they'd prioritize saving lives over sex, but their moral compass is obviously skewed.
I doubt that, Karen. They both care very much about helping people.
If they did, then I'd be there instead of here. But I digress. What can I help you with?
Well, as you can see, we've already got a lot of bodies. Mary's already cleaned about half of them, but we'd like to get the rest done before dark.
Do you really need me to do that? I just feel like my skills as a certified medical professional could be put to better use.
Folks are being traumatized after seeing their loved ones all bloody and broken. So yes, we need help. This is important and necessary. Sometimes we all have to do work that we feel is beneath us for the greater good.
Fine. I'll help out for a little while.
Great. Mary filled this bucket from a hydrant already. Oh, and here's a sponge.
A sponge? You want me to give a corpse a sponge bath?
Well, yeah. There's no running water, so we can't exactly hose them down. And frankly, the dead should be treated with dignity. You should be honored. Cultures worldwide bathe their dead as a final act of kindness.
Yeah, Jewish people. And this is a Christian town, and Christians don't give sponge baths to their dead.
Look, you can help or not. If you don't want to be of service to your community, I'm happy to do it.
No, I'll do it. I just don't agree with it is all.
Thank you, Karen.
Can I at least get some gloves? Oh, this is such a waste of my time and talent. And it's pretty obvious that those lesbians care more about their ungodly...
What are you doing? Stop!
My goodness, Kelly, you scared me.
I said stop!
Stop what?
Using the water! Put it down! Be careful!
Oh, look what you made me do! I've got corpse water on my designer blouse!
Well, that's very unfortunate for you.
Kelly, I don't have time for this. I'm trying to be of service to my community. You should try it sometime. As you can see, there are a lot of bodies to clean up. Here, take a sponge.
Not with water.
Oh, bless your heart. Pray tell, what else should we be using to clean them? Your precious alcohol?
Well, yes. The water is bad.
It's not like we're drinking it.
I said put it down.
Let go of me!
What's going on here?
Kelly just attacked me.
I did not. I'm just trying to help her. And the town. This water is bad. We can't use it.
Okay. Everyone, out.
But wait.
I said out. You too, Kelly.
I'm going. Just please promise me you won't use the water, Andre.
Kelly, I can't promise that. There's work to be done.
Please, Andre. Please. I'm begging. I won't leave until you promise.
Fine, Kelly. I won't use the water. I'll figure something else out. Happy?
Very. Thank you, Andre. Thank you for believing me.
Why are you listening to this lunatic? You know he hears voices, right?
Goodbye, Karen.
Ah!
I'm coming in.
Hank, it's okay. I'm here now. What's going on? Panic attack?
Yes.
When was your last dose?
About an hour.
Okay, I got you. Here you go. Just a little pinch.
Thank you.
Of course.
Why are you here?
I'm making rounds to check on all my favorite patients. We've got a medical tent set up downtown, and my pops is giving folks food and water and a safe place to be. Want me to give you a ride there?
No, thank you. I'm okay. And I don't want to leave Bubbles.
You sure? Damn.
Hang on. I have a flashlight.
I got it.
You know, on second thought, I think I will go. But only if I can take Bubbles.
No problem. Do you have a bowl we can put him in?
Yeah, under the kitchen sink.
You stay there. I'll get it.
Gemma, you know I can do it myself. That's the entire point of the wheelchair.
I know. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that you just had a major panic attack and need to rest and recover.
Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I could imagine that people thinking you're helpless is a frequent occurrence. But I know you're not. Like this.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what caused these quakes. Matter of fact, I'm gonna need to pack all of this stuff up.
So you don't know what's causing them yet?
No, that's why I was panicking. None of this makes any sense.
Okay, I'll take care of Bubbles. You gather your papers and we'll head out. Hank, water's not running. Do you have any bottled water for Bubbles?
Oh, yeah. That's probably better anyway. Grab a lot, yeah?
Sure thing. Ready?
Why do I have the feeling I'll never see this place again?
Probably just leftover dread from the panic attack. Speaking of.
Good call.
Let's roll.
What's happening?
It's okay, it's an aftershock.
No, it's not.
How so?
You. What did you give me?
Let go of me.
You're helping her.
Helping who?
Her.
How is she awake?
I don't know. She should have been out for at least another hour.
No. Stay away from me. Don't give me that. You bitch. You evil fucking bitch. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut you like. Fish.
What the fuck just happened?
Maybe she's resistant?
Maybe, but she shouldn't have been able to be so strong or aggressive. She must be really pissed at you.
Yeah, and now you do. Let's move her somewhere else.
Agreed. It's getting dark anyway. And now that the electricity is out, we're not going to be able to see to help anyone here.
Let's stay a little bit longer, just in case. Then we'll move.
Hank, Gemma, you guys want a bite to eat? Water?
I'm good.
Something to eat would be great.
You got it. Want a frizzled hen too?
Oh my god, you still on that bullshit?
What's he talking about?
He thinks that drink has magical powers.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it can't hurt.
Actually, it can't. You're not supposed to drink with your meds, Hank.
Oh, yeah. Okay. August, I'll just take some water and something to eat.
Coming right up.
You good here, Hank? I want to head out and check on some more folks.
Go on ahead. Thanks for your help. What's up with her?
We lost Ethan earlier. And her mom. She's just struggling. Understandably.
I'm sorry to hear that. I don't want to be a bother, but is there a place I can set up to work? I'm trying to figure out what's causing the quakes.
Sure thing. You can use the desk in my office.
Thanks, August.
Hey, Hank?
Yeah?
Let me know what you find out.
Yes, Hank? Hank! I wanna know too, Hank!
Yeah.
Hank!
August, we have a problem. They used the water to clean the bodies. I don't know how many.
Why is that a problem, Kelly?
It's not a problem. That guy is nuts and everybody knows it. I don't know why you listen to him and Andre. Andre is supposed to be the law, and he just watched him attack me.
Karen.
Wait, he what? Hey! You put hands on my wife?
No, I didn't.
Hang on, everybody. Let's all calm down.
Calm down? Calm down the hell I will. Nobody puts hands on my wife. And I think you, of all people, would respect that, August.
Now, Don, you know that's not fair. You can't calm down. I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Get off of me. Get your hands off of me, August.
Get out, Don.
Gladly.
Dear God. So many dead. Why is there no lividity? Enough time has passed. They don't even look dead. How do they still have color in their skin? This can't be good. Some of these folks don't even have a mark on them. No bruises, no broken bones. Three should be enough.
Who's here? Stop! What was Sherry doing here?
I don't know. But she dropped this vial of blood?
Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to listen to the very end to hear a preview of the next episode and a little behind-the-scenes treat. This episode stars
Imshai Dash as Mama Cherry,
Christian Young as August Caldwell,
Kim Gasile as Rhonda Caldwell,
Marion Toro as Gemma Caldwell,
Calvin Joyle as Deputy Andre Pierce,
Elena Fernandez Collins as Maria Torres,
Cass Minter as Kelly,
Ivy Lee as Dana Griggs,
Hank Grimes is played by Rue Dickey,
Sheree L. Stewart as Karen Spaulding,
Matthew Ewald as Don Spaulding.
Afflicted is a horror thriller podcast produced by Ransom Media Productions. Afflicted was written and created by Tanya Ransom and is directed and executive produced by Tanya Ransom and Jen Zink. Sound design is by Jen Zink. Theme music and original score by Lillian Boyd. This week's episode is co-executive produced by Justina Ireland. Our associate producer is Jason LeBlanc. This episode was sponsored in part by Karen Herks. If you're enjoying Afflicted, please consider contributing to help us pay our amazing cast and crew for season 2. You can join our descendants on Patreon at patreon.com/afflicted to enjoy early access, ad-free episodes, and access to the show's Discord server. If you prefer a one-time purchase, you can buy a season or episode pass via the Apollo Podcasts app for early access and ad-free episodes. Season pass holders will also receive access to our exclusive Discord server. Aside from supporting us via Patreon or the Apollo Podcasts app, you can also support us by sporting Afflicted branded merch. Head on over to merch.afflictedaudio.com now to snag your t-shirts, hoodies, stickers, and more. Want to stay on top of all things Afflicted? Follow us on Twitter at Afflicted Audio so you'll always be among the first to hear about special episodes and events, giveaways, and more. Sharing across social media is also a huge help to us, so please be sure to tell your followers about the show. Reviews help other listeners discover Afflicted, so please take a moment to share how much you enjoyed the show on your podcast listening app. We would like to acknowledge that the land on which we produce this show is the occupied land of the Haudenosaunee and Kowotikan peoples. Season 1 of Afflicted takes place in East Texas, which is the land of the Caddo people. Neither the Kowotikan nor Caddo tribes are federally recognized due to cumbersome and intentionally prohibitive federal bureaucracy. And now for a preview of our next episode.
Remember that bad flood we got last year? The water was bad then, too.
Something is very, very wrong. This can't be all from a quake.
It's almost unnatural, isn't it?
I'm not scared. The dead aren't walking the streets of Gunaway.
I would never hurt anyone.
It's us we need to worry about.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
And now, a treat for listening until the very end. The ground in East Texas is mostly made of red clay, unlike the limestone of the Central Texas area. Because of this, there aren't many natural caves in East Texas, but there are a ton in Central Texas. In fact, Interspace Caverns in Georgetown, about 20 minutes north of Austin with good traffic, runs right beneath I-35. You can take a tour through the cavern and see where engineers bored holes into the ground while constructing the interstate highway to determine where it was safe to build versus not. The vast array of caves in the area is why Austin is home to one of the largest Mexican free-tailed bat colonies in the world.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit dmtogm.com. DM to GM, get your game started.